Hello, my darling. Welcome to Coming Home with Mama T. I'm your host, Tiara, aka Mama T. And we, on this podcast, explore the journey of creating the life of our desires through mastering manifestation, maintaining a positive mindset, and living luxuriously. And today, I want to talk to you about emotional luxury. Oh my gosh. Let me take a little sippy sip of some tea. So I invite you in this moment to grab something that is going to help you feel comfy cozy, whether it is a warm beverage, a glass of wine, whatever, as long as it's safe to do so, and join me in this journey. So emotional luxury. I first need to start with, like, where did this term come up? And I, like, beautiful experience, manifestation, if you will. The whole light around it was not the best situation, but it offered an opportunity. And I think, and I can talk more about that in the terms of, like, what emotional luxury is a little bit further down the line. But basically, we had a really tough day for my company about a week ago. And in that, I was given this opportunity to speak. And the person who invited me to do a meditation and do some resetting and intention setting, she told me, she was like, you know, I just thank you so much for bringing in your emotional luxury to the community. And I was like, what? What? I love this. I am obsessed with this term, this phrase. Yes, please. And I even, like, talked about it with my business coach, and she was just like, that is so you. And so now I get to bring this phrase in and interpret it for myself and share it with you. So with that, I want to remind you, if you're new to me and you haven't been listening to me for a while, I love to share, like, what my definition of certain things are, because we get to interpret the world completely differently. We've had different life experiences, we have different perspectives on things, so it is important that we understand what words mean to ourselves. For example, if you're talking to someone and they say, I love you unconditionally, right? What does unconditional love mean to you? And what does unconditional love mean to that other person? Because if someone says, I love you unconditionally, and I want, so because I love you unconditionally, you should love me unconditionally. Well, in a nice world, like, tit for tat, that seems like tit for tat for me. In my world, unconditional means I simply just have to be in order to receive said love, right? And so there might be a difference of opinion on what unconditional love is, because someone might say, as long as you love me, I'll love you unconditionally. But to me, that says it's a condition to it. There's nothing wrong with loving the other person. I'm not saying there is, but there's a difference of the definition. So with that, let us dive into emotional luxury. It's funny for me because over the years, when I started showing up, you know, on social media with business and talking and doing lives and all that good stuff, so many people were just like, I love your bubbly personality. You're so much fun. I wish I could just bottle that up and, like, be in that all the time. And, you know, at the time, I'm just like I was trying to figure out how do I use this? This seems, there's something there, right? That is my magic. And moving forward to now, today, like, I feel like that is the emotional luxury, this ability to be okay. That's really all it, like, yay, effervescence and laughter and all that kind of stuff is a great add on top. But at the end of the day, it is this ability to be safe, secure, and know that I am okay in any given moment, and bringing that forward, right? Like, knowing that, like, at the end of the day, even if this, whatever situation happened, that it could be the shittiest situation ever, I am here. I am okay. It might not feel good. I might be uncomfortable in the moment, but I can move forward and trust in myself to keep going. I have a divine support system. I have, like, I just know that it's going to be okay. And that right there is the basis of my emotional luxury, right? The ability to trust and know, and in that trusting and knowing, being able to carry myself with love and joy throughout the day, wherever I go. That is it. And not saying that, like, there are times that I'm not happy. I laugh, I cry, I get mad, I shout, I do all the things. But I know that I can return, and I can have that awareness about returning to these moments. So something I've been practicing lately is finding laughter in moments that might not be going the way I want them to go. Like, I don't know, I'm in the middle of recording a podcast and my my tripod starts, like, dropping down, and I can just giggle and, like, lift it back up and keep it moving, right? You know, because I know that that's not the important thing that's happening. That's not the big takeaway that people are going for. It's what I'm saying, right? It is the energy that I am putting out there. It is the Mama T energy that we are here for, right? It is not the aesthetic is great and all, but, like, it's not the aesthetic that we're here for. It's not the, the setup, right? It is the icing on the cake, but we're here for the cake, right? We're here for the good. I'm like cake is not necessarily my favorite one, so maybe I should like it's like we're here for the pizza. Like, the dough's all, like, great, but, like, I really want it for the cheese and the meats and the veggies. Like, that's what I show up for. The dough is just the conduit to get it to my mouth. And that is, like, the film setup, right? So, with that, as I'm moving through, like, just laughing. This morning I'm getting up and I'm, like, putting on, this is a blanket hoodie, for a lack of a better, I don't know what the best way to call this thing, but, I love it. It's comfy, it's cozy, it makes me feel happy. And so, you know, I'm getting up this morning and I'm putting it on in the darkness, cause it is, like, you know, dark 30, and I'm throwing this thing on, and I'm kind of like, I haven't fully fledged a thought of, like, I don't want to get up. I don't want a human. I don't know. Like, I felt like the energy was there. Like, it was like in my body, but, like, my brain hadn't fully, like, turned on enough to, like, complain about it. So I'm like, and I'm, like, throwing this on, and then I throw it on, and then I look up and the hood is on my face. And I'm like, this is backwards. And then I literally just burst out laughing. And I laugh, and I'm like, all right, cool. Thank you, God. Thank you, Source. Thank you, Universe. Thank you for this moment to remind me that, you know, I'm awake and I'm here and it is great. And even if it is way too early for me to be awake than my normal day, whatever, there's no need to complain about it. I can laugh at it and I can move forward, right? That is this beautiful space. That is the emotional luxury. I am good. There is nothing to complain about. There is nothing wrong. I think something that I've noticed about myself, and I went to this beautiful full moon ceremony, and one of the parts of it was this 30-minute breathwork session. I was trying to say section and session at the same time, and it was just not happening. Breathwork session. And in that session, you know, she's offering prompts and talking about, like, things, and we're just breathing through it and allowing any sort of emotions to show up, any sort of thoughts to show up. And it was really cool because, like, at the end, everyone got to kind of, like, express what they were going through if they so felt called to do so. And I was thinking about it, and as I was going through the session and I'm breathing, I kind of just, like, felt like this, if you've ever, like, had your eyes closed and just felt like, I don't know, stage lights on you or whatever, like the heat of a really bright light, the sun, whatever, and it's, like, down on your face. That's kind of what I felt, right? And I felt that, and I just felt this peace, this beautiful peace. And I know for myself, I spent a lot of time, especially when I started my spiritual journey, if you will, my emotional awareness, I spend a lot of time digging up quote unquote, what is wrong with me? Like looking for things that I have to fix in order to continue to create the life that I desire. And I realize, one, that's not, you don't have to go on this whole huge dark night of the soul journey, because I truly believe that we can be healed, but like we're never going to we're never going to not have moments of growth in our life. There's going to always, like, unless we have to, that's part of the journey, right? It's a part of the journey to continue to grow and expand and learn. And so there's never quite a end place. There is the space of emotional luxury where I can be grounded and happy and trust in myself and also be aware that, there might be a lesson in this moment. And I'm okay with that. And I can move forward and I can understand and I can choose to understand and I can go and move on with this situation and hopefully laugh in it. Yes? So I'm sitting there and it's just like this beautiful, peaceful wave just falls over me. And, you know, I was talking to the teacher, if you will, about it afterwards, and the facilitator, and she was like, oh yeah, you know, like I was like, you know, it's kind of funny. Like I felt like I was like trying to excavate something that was wrong with me, you know, like something to fix. And I just felt at peace. And I was like, you know, there's not really anything to fix. Like I can just be here and love myself. That's a luxury too, emotional luxury, loving myself as I am right here in the moment. Sure, there'll be opportunities for me to grow and learn and expand as I decide and choose a next level of my journey. But right here, right now, I'm good. I'm golden. And that felt so yummy, so luxurious, so thankful for these moments. And so these are the things that I encourage you to kind of explore and excavate in yourself. And if you're looking for support in doing that, I recommend, you know, reaching out to me. You know, I am working on the Mama T energy packages. So this is a perfect time to like set up a time to just like have a discovery call and see if I am the right support for you. And we can figure out how to work together on this, which is super exciting. And I love it. And I'll talk more about it as we go from episodes to episode. But what I really am excited about in the Mama T Energy one-on-one space is the fact that it's driven by you, right? It's the fact that you are on your journey. Like I don't want to journey for you. I can't journey for you. I get to help support you in what you're choosing for your life. I'm not creating an expectation for you or anything like that. We get to excavate this on our together. And so with that, whether it is, I don't know, maybe you want to create your own ritual. And I'll talk a little bit about, I did a TikTok that seems to get some traction about candle magic. So I'll talk about that in another episode. But maybe you want to like work on some rituals for yourself and energy work for yourself, and I can help support you in that. Maybe you are looking for some energy clearing and healing. I can support you on that. Maybe you're looking for, you know, like to talk things out, talk therapy, if you will. I'm not a therapist, not certified, and put that disclaimer there, but you know, I'm really good at talking to people. I'm really good at listening to people. That is where Mama T came from, the fact that I can sit and listen and just hold sacred space for others. And maybe I have advice, maybe I don't, but people, I find, even for myself in my own experience, I find a lot of times we have the answer ourselves. It's just that we need to express it with someone in this space to help us fully be aware of choosing the next step that is best for us. So with that, we can make it what you want and need from session to session. So I think that is super exciting. And with that, I invite you to explore your emotional luxury. What does that feel like for you? What does it mean to you? And I'm excited to hear your thoughts on it. Feel free to share, post it in the comments, all that good stuff. And I will see you on the next one, my friend. I love you so much. Ta-ta for now.